Everyone, it's about 2 in the afternoon on Wednesday the 25th of May. It's funny, it's a year today since we left Israel to go to Australia, well, to the UK and then to Australia via Singapore and then back to Scotland. I can't believe that whole thing started this time last year. Anyway, this is day 11 of Guide Dog Tokyo, and today we got partial qualification. Here, when you do a home course, domiciliary training, before you actually qualify, you can qualify on very, very specific routes, and they write down what these routes are, and, you know, they sign for it and stuff. So I got qualified partially. So that means I can only take her on the approved routes and not try and do anything else with her. So the approved routes that I got qualified for today was for the set of shops, you know, with the bakery, the deli, the supermarket, the fruit shop, and the hairdresser. Qualified for that. We did a walk to qualify for also the way to the chemist, but we didn't qualify for that because that she had some major distractions there, and I said that I didn't feel safe, and so she said then we won't approve this route yet because there's a right turn that we didn't always get, and so we felt a bit. She said would you like to try that again, and I said no, I'd rather leave that one. So we got qualified for one route, which is great. I'm really, really pleased about that. Then we did, we did that first route, and actually the way we did it is I got a call from the trainer, and she said, okay, you're going to come downstairs and you're going to do this route, and I'm going to make sure that she doesn't see me. I should back up. So today our training started at 9, and actually by the time she got here, because she was late, and I'm not always very pleased when she's late and she doesn't let me know that she's going to be late, but we said around 9, and she got here around after 5:30, so anyway, it doesn't matter. So we got up at the late, wild hour of 7:15. Actually, I got up earlier than that. I got up before 7. Went downstairs. She didn't do number 2. I think I said this in my previous one. She didn't do number 2. And then the feeding went very well. She didn't even get close to Rosie's food, so that's good. So at 9:30, I got the call from the trainer. She said, you do the walk to the shops. And I will watch you from a distance, but I'll make sure that she doesn't see me. And so we did that, and she met us after we crossed back on the way home, and she said, I'm improving this route for you. That's really, I'm very pleased with you. It's really great, blah, 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 blah. So we did that. Then we did the walk to the chemist and didn't qualify for that, which I'm not sorry about because I just don't feel safe there. She had some, we had some issues. I missed a turn, and then when I wanted to take her back and turn, she didn't want to go back, and so yeah. So that's not good. So that's okay. I mean, we will do it next week. It's not a big deal. And it's funny. It's not even a route with a lot of crossings. It's just a little bit complicated because the turns aren't always very clear. So we did that. Then we walked to the post office. We taught her how to get to the post office. Took the bus back from the post office because I said that if I go to the post office to get parcels, I'll most likely get the bus back. And I wanted to do some more bus work with her. And she was okay. And she was okay to get under the seat. Now, when we got off the bus, again, it's in front of those shops that she knows. So she naturally wanted to go to the shops, but I wanted to turn left and go straight to the crossing, not to go inside, because the shops are kind of a fair way in, you see. But I said no, and so she kind of did the golden retriever thing. We had a bit of a standoff there. She's like, Mom, I know where I'm going. And I said, no, Tokyo, you don't. I want you to go. So, yeah, she was like, no, I'm not turning. And I said, yes, you are. And so, for sure, I exerted my will after that. And we did get to the crossing. I told her, we're going home. So that was the magic word. And then we did back and forth to that bus stop coming from, like, the vets and the post office and that. And she did find the crossing a few times, and we crossed the road, and that was fine. And so tomorrow we're not doing work. Tomorrow my trainer has a day off because it's a school, one day of a school holiday tomorrow, and she's going to be with her kids. Friday and Saturday she won't work. Sunday she's probably going to pick us up in the morning, and we're going to go and do traffic work at the center, at the actual residential center, because they have the traffic work and height obstacles, you know, and all that kind of fun stuff. We may do the train and shopping mall on Sunday. I will try and record more stuff, like actual stuff there. You know, more interesting stuff. So, that's Sky Dog Tokyo Day 11. Thank you for listening. Pause recording. 6 minutes and 20. Pause recording.